This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and to also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. Today's episode is going to be about how you don't get the return on your investment when you're in a relationship with a narcissistic partner. And what I mean by return on investment, if you have any idea about investing or stocks and things like that, or putting your money in the bank and hoping to make more, like putting your money in a savings account, hoping it gains interest. So when you take that money out, eventually you can, you know, you have more money than what you put in, or you don't lose money. At least you don't lose money. But in a relationship with a narcissist, the return on your investment is literally gonna be negative. They might end up emptying your emotional bank account. So the return on financial investment, it can differ in every narcissistic relationship. You can go in with nothing, come out with nothing. Go in with something, come out with something. That's gonna be very, very different. But one thing is almost for certain, is that when you're in a toxic relationship or a narcissistic relationship and whatnot, you will, like, the return on your emotional investment won't be. You don't get out what you put in. And I tell this to people all the time when they're dealing with narcissistic people in relationship with narcissists. I'm like, what's the benefit? I just ask them, like, what is the benefit of being in this relationship? Well, what does it cost to you? I did a whole episode very recently about the cost-benefit analysis of being in a toxic relationship. And typically, the benefits well outweigh the cost. I mean, the cost well outweigh the benefits. Like, it's costing you way too much to be in this relationship as opposed to what you're actually gaining from it. Like, literally. The cost is astronomical, but the benefit is minuscule. The benefit is a person. So, I was asking you, what are you getting out of it? Are you getting out what you put into it? And that's, like, I tell this to people all the time as well. Like, you will never ever. It is a guarantee right here that you will not get out what you put into a relationship with a narcissist. You just will not. I know people are going to beg the difference. Like, I came in with nothing. I left my kids. I wouldn't have my babies if I wouldn't have met this terrible person and had this terrible relationship. I was mentally, physically, emotionally abused for X amount of years. Cool. You got the kids. Nice. You know what I mean? But literally, would you have suffered through that when you could have had kids with somebody else? You know what I mean? I feel like people say that. You know, okay, of course you have your babies and you wouldn't have had those exact same two kids or one kid by anybody else. But you would have had kids by somebody else that could have made you happy and y'all could have kept the family together type stuff. You know, the dynamic would have been very different. So I hear people say that. They're just like, well, I wouldn't have had my babies. I get that. I understand that. You wouldn't, because you wouldn't have had these exact kids, but you could have had kids by somebody else, you know. But emotionally, your emotional investment into this like narcissistic bank account of a relationship, that's going to run dry. You know, that's why people say get rich and live off the get rich, put your money into a interest bearing savings account and live off the interest. That's what rich people do, right? What do rich emotional people do? Do they do the same thing? Do they get emotionally rich by putting all their emotions into one person, you know, and living off the interest of that? Because you know who that sounds like? That's what narcissists do. Ooh, I just made that up, y'all. That's just like, look, I love when I just get to talking. I love when I just get to talking and it all comes together. I didn't know where this episode was going, but now I do. So that's what narcissists do. Narcissists make a huge emotional investment up front called the love bombing phase, and they live off the interest of that from the very beginning. That's what toxic people do. That's what narcissists do. They make it, like I said, they make a huge emotional investment or you know, pseudo emotional investment. They're not, sometimes the emotions are fake just to get you there. But they make a huge investment at first and they live off the interest. That's why it will never, ever be the same. You know, that's why it would never be the same. It was like, well, why don't you treat me the same anymore? Oh, I'm living off the interest. You remember that big deposit I made at first? That's why. I'm living off the interest. I'm living off the residuals from that right there. I got like a little small, and it's withdrawal. It's not really living off the interest. It's withdrawals because the emotions typically go away and they devalue you. And they take the emotional, they withdraw the whole thing and go deposit it somewhere else. You know, they withdraw all their emotions from you, devalue you, and then discard you. So that's what narcissistic people do. They just make that huge emotional investment at first and just coast off of that. Where you are gradually making deposits. Yeah, because you because when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, you make a deposit at first and you're trying to, you know, you're building.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Upon that, you make a deposit every week. You know, it's like you're getting paid every single week. You make a deposit every single week into this narcissistic bank account, hoping that it'll grow, hoping that they'll reciprocate what you put in, hoping they'll at least reciprocate what you put in. You know, hopefully if I put in $100 of emotional, $100 of emotional investment, I'll get $100 back. But that's not how it goes with narcissistic relationships. You put $100 worth of your emotions in there, and you get back $25. You'll get back $50. You might get back 100 at first. You might get back 125 at first because it seems like a good investment. You're like, oh, I got 125. I put 100 in. I got 125. Woo! Yeah. But then eventually you put in 100 in and you get back 20. It doesn't feel the same, does it? But guess what? You still remember that first investment where you put in 100 and got that 125. So you know it's possible. You know it's possible for them to give you that love, that care, the affection that they've given to you originally. You know it's possible. So you live off of that. You live off the hope that it'll go back to that. But smart investors cut their losses. You see how that works? Smart investors cut their losses. They realize that the well has run dry. You know, I'm like, okay, y'all. This crypto pump and dump. It's time to pump and dump this crypto right here. Time to pump and dump, literally pump and dump this narcissist. Literally pump and dump. It's different. It's different. Like that doesn't sound the same. When you talk about stocks and then you talk about people, you can pump and dump a stock, but pump and dump a person it sounds like he didn't quit it. But yeah, you pump, you mostly pump and dump. Like sometimes you have to cut your losses. You know, because you will not ever get a return on the investment. You just won't. And so you don't get out what you put in. Some people will be happy to get back a little bit. Just like, I don't, like, you know what, Lee? I love and care about this person so much that I'll be happy if I put in 100 theoretical emotional dollars, I'll be happy getting 50. But right now, I'm getting 5. If I can get 50, I'll be okay. I'm getting 5. I'm getting nothing. I'm covering up. I'm putting 100 in, and I got to cover it up. You put 100 in, and you got to cover their investment. You got to cover their payout. So you put in 125 now. So you're even putting in more because they give you nothing back now. You putting in even more to cover the bills because now their account is overdraft. They've emotionally checked out of you. You see how that works right there. You don't go back to the beginning, y'all. What was a good investment at first, sometimes. It goes away, just like stocks, just like bonds. I mean, not bonds, just like stocks and cryptos and stuff like that. It seemed like a good investment when it was rising. Sometimes you have to cut your losses and go. You just do. I know it's tough. You're like, I don't want to leave. I got so much invested in here. Pump and dump. Cut your losses. Or you can stay, keep investing emotionally, and guess what? You're going to overdraft your account. And then you're going to start to lose yourself. You're going to start to lose yourself and not know who you are. You're not going to recognize yourself anymore. You're not going to want to get up out of bed in the morning because what's the point, right? You're not going to get out, you're not getting out of bed for any happiness. You're getting out of bed to go be sad all damn day. I could have just stayed in bed for this. You know, at least when I'm in the bedroom, I ain't got to be devalued. Or if I stay in here too long, I'm going to get devalued. You know what I mean? That's how it goes right there. I need people to understand that. But like, like if you're in a relationship and you know that you're the narcissist, no, they're probably not going to be diagnosed. They're not diagnosed. So I don't want to leave. Okay, cool. Then stay there. This is your future. Are they even attempting? Like, they're not officially diagnosed as narcissists, but I mean, are they changing? Are they willing to go to therapy and put the work in? Are they willing to listen to you? No, no, no. Then does it matter if they're diagnosed or not? You have the information in front of you. Act on it. I need the official paper that says, okay, cool. Then you're going to stay and waste the rest of your existence waiting for an official paper that will never come. And you're not going to stay for the waste the rest of your existence. What happens is, again, you overdraft your account. You're emotionally bankrupt. They leave you for somebody else. They take all your emotional investment and start giving it to somebody else. Because you know how it is at the beginning of new relationships with narcissists. They're going to give the next person everything you want, need, and ask for. Beg for. A hug, a kiss, a emotional connection. They're going to give it to the next person. And you're going to be emotionally drained. And you're going to be still pining and trauma bonded to this person. Sometimes it's better if you cut your losses, you know, when you can. Cut them. Well, cut it. Cut it. Cut it. Anyways, y'all. Saturday, snowing outside. I got to spend some time with the family today. So, I like, subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace. My podcasters, hit that 5 stars for me. I truly appreciate it. And y'all, to whoever, like, on my Anchor page, I didn't notice this on my Anchor, y'all. Or whoever donating, or whoever's like, hold on, give me 1 second. I got to log in here. Because I saw this yesterday. I wanted to shout y'all out for supporting the channel on Anchor or Spotify, wherever y'all supporting the channel at. Because there's a few people who have been supporting the channel, and I really, truly appreciate y'all. Carrie, Vicky, Brianne, and Tammy, I truly, truly thank y'all. My monthly supporters, I thank y'all. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Thank y'all so much. And if there's everybody else, hit that 5 stars for me. I truly appreciate you. Follow the YouTube. Thank y'all so much. Mental illness is out. Peace.